On the line with us, we got Jason Randall with Citrix to tell us a little bit about GoToMyPC. Now, you guys, you've all used GoToMyPC, haven't
you? Yep, I used it early on and for a long time. I've been a big user of GoToMyPC.
I haven't used it yet, but I'm looking at it.
Yeah, there's some really neat new features in GoToMyPC 6. We saw it when we were out at the Consumer Electronics Show over at Showstoppers talking about some of the cool stuff they've got. Jason, how are you doing this morning?
Real good. How you guys doing?
We're doing great, man. Thanks for coming on the show. Tell our listeners, what is GoToMyPC?
GoToMyPC is a remote access solution. It lets you get full remote control of a PC from anywhere you've got internet connection. It's always on, and you can get to it from anywhere, and you actually get full control of that PC. So it's like you're sitting in front of it.
Now, how easy is this to set up? I mean, our listeners out there listening could be thinking, well, this sounds like maybe it would be difficult because you're working with, you know, security and all that stuff. You guys kind of put it all in the program itself, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. That's been the cornerstone of the design from day one, to make it really easy for people to use and to set up. So it's literally a two-minute setup process. And that PC, once it's set up, you can go anywhere you want as long as you've got another PC that's connected to the internet, and gain full control, full access to that PC.
I'll tell you how easy it works for me. I have a specific use for it. Well, one, many uses for it. Whenever I work on a relative or build one of my relatives' computer for them, I make sure that they subscribe to it because I have my mother-in-law lives in Kansas City, and she's constantly messing up her computer. I can just jump on here, take control of her computer, fix the problem. It's all taken care of, and she thinks I'm a genius.
Yeah, so. That is a really common use case, and it's just amazing. People see it in action, and they just had no idea that something like this even existed.
Do I have to suddenly remember an entirely long password to be able to do this?
Well, it's not entirely long. You do have to remember a password. We do have some features that allow you to do a quick connect to get, you know, extra fast. If you don't want to go through the website, you can bypass that completely. Put a little icon on your desktop that connects you right into the machine. But the security is really important, and we, you know, we look at that really closely. And there is a password that you do have to type in to get full remote access, and that is, you know, you have to do that because of the security. You can't get around that.
What type of security is involved in this?
Yeah, so when we built the product, we knew it would have to be very secure. We're a hosted solution, so meaning you sign up through us, but we wanted to make it end-to-end secure, meaning that in your example, when you connect, you know, from your patio and your laptop back to your work PC, we're encrypting that connection from PC to PC. So anyone looking at the middle, watching the traffic go back and forth, cannot see, cannot figure out what you're doing or why you're doing it. And that's really, really important. So we use an access code, and that's the password I was just talking about, to see that end-to-end encryption. And we use 128-bit AES encryption, which is, you know, a government-approved standard.
And that's pretty much everything's encrypted on point A and point B.
Everything. So mouse clicks, keyboard strokes one way, and screen the other way.
Let's say I'm sitting at home and I'm using my computer, laptop, desktop, whatever, and I'm connecting to my desktop at work, let's say. Is my boss going to be able to walk by my desk and see what I'm doing?
That's a really good question. No, we do screen blanking. So the screen at the work PC will go blank, and we'll also lock out that keyboard and lock out that mouse so no one could either see and or interrupt what you're doing.
Oh, beautiful.
Well, I noticed you're able to I have not come across a computer where I haven't been able to use it to access. So you can use someone else's computer, you can use a work computer. That's what it seems to work that way for me. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we fully support the Windows platforms. And then we also have a universal viewer, which you can use a Mac or other Java-enabled machine to get access to a Windows machine and take full control of a Windows machine.
What if you're in a situation where your company has got a firewall that's blocking? I mean, I know you should probably definitely talk to your IT guy there before you do this, but say, you know,
yeah, right.
say this is a situation. Is that something you're going to have to be concerned with? Is that going to cause issues?
No, we are firewall friendly, and so we work over the standard ports 80 or 443, which are, if you get to the web, you can get to us. Most important about our solution is we're not establishing the ability for people to make inbound connections directly to that PC. So it's not like you're opening ports or reconfiguring firewalls. It's an outbound-only connection. So you install GoToMyPC, it's pulling our servers, but you can't do a port scan and all of a sudden see GoToMyPC is installed or you know, you're not opening yourself up to any kind of exploits.
Can this be installed on more than one PC? So, like, you know, Slick over here is on his laptop, and then he's got his desktop computer, and he wants to have it on, you know, the main computer at the office. Can he do that on multiples?
Yes, absolutely. So you can install as many PCs as you want, and when you log into the website, you're just presented a menu of all the machines you have available to connect to.
Now, there's some new features in version 6. Why don't you tell us a little bit about those?
Yeah, the biggest thing was the sound. So we added sound. So now when you get full remote control, remote access to that PC, you can also hear all of the system sounds or anything else playing from that PC. So if you have your music library in one place and you want to listen to it somewhere else, you can do that, and that's been really well received. The other thing we added was we really improved the remote printing. So I can, if I'm at home and there's a document at work that I want to be able to print at home, instead of having to download that document, hope I have the right software to open it up and then print it locally, I can use GoToMyPC to print without actually transferring the file.
So in this case, if somebody's using the new Office 2007 at the workplace, and they say only have Office 2000 at home, they can still print because they're printing it from the work computer right there, and they'll get it at their local computer.
Yeah, that's right. And because it's a screen sharing application, so in order to paint the picture correctly, what you're doing is you're logging onto that PC, and it's like you're sitting in front of that PC. Everything you could do on the PC at work, you can now do at home. So all the applications you have at work that, of course, you might not have installed at home, you can run those. All of your documents that you had left open or were working on when you left work, they're all just right where you left them. All the network access, everything. So it's just like you're sitting in front of that PC at work, but now you're somewhere else.
What about Windows Vista? Everything compatible?
Yes, everything is compatible with Windows Vista.
I was just going to say, Andy just brought up a good question in my mind. So let's say I'm logged in, Jason, I'm logged into my work computer, and I'm using, like Andy was saying, let's say it's Office 2007. I've got a file sitting on my computer at home that I've got Outlook 2000 at home. Can I transfer the file from the home unit, from the home computer, to the desktop at work, and then use Office 2007 from there to see the file and that kind of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, so we do have file transfer, and we do have drag and drop file transfer as well. So you can just take one off your desktop or your Explorer window, drag it onto your work PC, and it will transfer over. Now that is also for the corporation who put GoToMyPC into place. That can be turned on or off centrally. And so if you are worried about it, so we do have some companies who use GoToMyPC, and they'll actually turn file transfer off, and that prevents any kind of files from going back and forth at all. So it's screen sharing. You've got remote access, but it's not like a VPN where you're moving files back and forth across the network.
Now, Jason, we're talking to consumers right now that are listening to this, but for the business owners that are listening as well, there are different versions of this program available depending on their situation and depending how many computers they want to have this installed on. Can you give us kind of a brief update of what those programs are?
Yeah, sure. So GoToMyPC, what we call the personal version, is when you can see all these when you go to GoToMyPC.com. And that's really for an individual buying, as many PCs as they want, the 20 PCs. Our next package is our Pro package, which is for small businesses, anywhere from 4 to 20 individuals, and it gives you a little bit of central administration so you can invite people and do a little bit of reporting. And then we have a GoToMyPC Corporate, which is just chock full of administration capabilities, APIs, all the things that the larger companies want and need in terms of security, monitoring, auditing, and so on.
Again, the being able to turn off the file transfers, the whole bit.
Exactly. Hours of access, monitoring. We have a lot of users in regulated environments, so they need strict audit trails and of who logged in and where from what PCs, and we have all that capability as well.
I do know there's some other programs, more web-based solutions from Citrix Online. Tell us a little bit about GoToMeeting, GoToWebinar, and GoToAssist. How do these work?
Yeah, sure. So let's talk about GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting is a meeting tool, online meeting tool, so I can get in. Let's say I want to collaborate on a document or review something or just have a meeting, present a PowerPoint. Maybe I'm doing a sales presentation. I can use GoToMeeting to quickly and easily invite people to view my screen, and I can pass control over to somebody else or share someone else's screen from there. So it's a really quick, really easy collaboration tool. GoToWebinar is really powerful, so it brings what was once the domain of larger companies, a really expensive proposition of providing webinars. So I can invite up to 1,000 people to come in and watch my presentation, my sales pitch, my training, whatever I'm doing at that time. Quickly and easily invite them. They get in, and you get a full report on how long they stayed, who was most interested, the questions they asked. It's a really powerful tool.
And then GoTo Assist. This is really good for some of our listeners out there that work in the tech industry that fix computers and repair systems for people. This sounds like this is something they could use.
Yes, GoTo Assist is a remote support tool. So someone calls my help desk, or I've got to help someone. You know, maybe I'm an IT professional, and they call up, and I'm able to take full control of their screen, of course, with their permission, and fix the problem directly while I'm talking to them or chatting with them, as opposed to having to try to walk them through the fix over the phone alone.
That is great. Now, go to my PC, back to that, for the single users out there that want to use this. What is the average cost for, number one, getting the program, and number two, running it every month?
Well, we have different offers, and it depends on if you we sell subscriptions both monthly and annually. We do have a special offer for your listeners. We usually offer a free one-month trial, but we're extending that to 2 months for your listeners because we know there's some traffic disruptions that are happening in your area.
Oh yeah.
So if you are if you go to gotomypc.com, gotomypc.com/free. You can get a 2 month free trial of GoToMyPC. All the features are there. There's nothing turned off. It's not a stripped down version. It's the full version. I give it a try for 2 full months and see how you like it.
Jason, great to talk to you. And you know, we know version 6 is coming along. Will we see a version 7 soon?
Yes, absolutely. It's too early to tell what that's going to have in store, but it's got some exciting stuff. We're really happy to be working on it right now and get that out to your listeners as soon as possible.
Good deal. Thanks again.
Okay, thanks, guys.
There you go. Jason Randall from Citrix talking about GoToMyPC. Again, that website address for you to get 2 months, not just one, but 2 months to try it out. I see Slick signing up right now. It's www.gotomypc.com/free.
And Citrix is just a heck of a company in general.
Oh, yeah.
If you work for a big company, a lot of times Citrix is certainly not a foreign name to you.
No.
It's used a lot in business and just a well-known company.